Good morning. It's Saturday, June 6th, and this is Mamoun Azim with the morning news. Give us a few minutes, and we'll give you the headlines you need to know. To be in the know, Senate approves major funding boost for Trump immigration agencies. Immigration enforcement is getting a major financial boost. The U.S. Senate has approved more than $70 billion in funding for President Donald Trump's immigration agencies, including Immigration and Customs Enforcement and Border Patrol. The measure passed by a narrow 52-47 vote after an overnight debate that stretched nearly 18 hours. Most of the money would support immigration enforcement operations through the remainder of Trump's term. Democrats opposed the package and attempted to add amendments limiting a controversial anti-weaponization fund championed by the president, but those efforts failed. The bill now heads to the House of Representatives. If approved there, it will go to President Trump's desk, setting the stage for a significant expansion of federal immigration enforcement in the years ahead. Another news. A former U.S. intelligence official accused of hiding millions of dollars in gold bars will remain behind bars while awaiting trial. A federal judge ruled that David Rush, a former senior government official with top secret clearance, poses a serious flight risk. Prosecutors say the FBI found more than 300 gold bars worth roughly $40 million, along with cash and luxury watches, during a search of his Virginia home. Authorities allege the assets were linked to government funds that cannot be fully accounted for. Rush currently faces charges related to fraudulent timesheets and is accused of misleading employers about his military and professional background. His lawyers argue the allegations have been exaggerated and say all of the gold was accounted for. The case is expected to draw intense attention as investigators continue examining the missing funds. Around the world, the fragile ceasefire between the United States and Iran is facing another serious test. American forces say they shot down four Iranian drones near the Strait of Hormuz before striking Iranian radar sites they described as threats to regional shipping. Iran responded by firing missiles toward U.S. military facilities in Kuwait and Bahrain. According to U.S. Central Command, most of the missiles were intercepted before reaching their targets. The latest exchange follows weeks of tension, despite a ceasefire agreement reached in April. The conflict continues to disrupt efforts to secure a broader peace deal, with negotiations reportedly stalled over changing demands from both sides. As long as military exchanges continue, the risk of a wider regional escalation remains a concern for governments and global energy markets alike. Another news. North Korea is signaling a new phase in its military ambitions. State media reports that leader Kim Jong-un has ordered the development of a 10,000-ton destroyer and additional advanced naval capabilities ahead of a high-profile visit by Chinese President Xi Jinping. The announcement followed a naval test overseen by Kim, who also called for stronger military capabilities across land, sea, and air. Analysts say the timing may be intended to showcase North Korea's growing military strength before Xi's first visit to the country in nearly 7 years. The report comes just days after Kim called for an exponential expansion of North Korea's nuclear arsenal. The visit will be closely watched as Beijing seeks to strengthen ties with its longtime ally while managing security concerns across the region. Another news. What began online has now moved into the real world. Hundreds of students gathered in New Delhi for the first major street protest organized by the satirical Cockroach People's Party, a movement that has rapidly gained popularity among young Indians. Wearing paper cockroach masks, demonstrators demanded accountability over examination scandals, including question paper leaks and technical failures affecting millions of students. The movement's founder, Abhijit Dipke, told supporters that young people would no longer stay silent about issues affecting their futures. The group has attracted roughly 22 million followers on Instagram since launching just weeks ago and has become one of the country's most visible youth-led protest movements. Its rise highlights growing frustration over unemployment, education concerns, and trust in public institutions among India's younger generation. Now you know, and you're ready to go with the morning news. Share this with a friend and subscribe wherever you get your favorite podcasts. You can also sign up for our newsletter at themorningnews.com. Thank you for listening.